All right, Shmuel, so let's continue. So we left off, I believe we left off last week by paragraph Zayin. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, so the Mechaber here was basing himself on the concept of the Shari Tshuva, the idea of the habitual sinner, episodic sinner, the notion that sometimes the reason we don't get real traction in life is often because we're focusing on behaviors instead of going ahead and focusing ultimately on lifestyle, on the derech. Remember, he made that distinction between the behavior and the derech. And if you just approach the behavior, but you don't approach the derech, then at the end of the day, a person is not going to get any real traction in life. So, the end of the last year, what we also focused on was the concept that a person can only fight the Yetzirah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, without a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, the incredible part about the Yetzihara is, as opposed to everything else in life, where the harder you work, the more proficient you become, and the easier, quote-unquote, the process becomes, when it comes to battling your Yetzihara, the harder you work, the stronger the Yetzihara works also. Meaning, as strong as I work, my Yetzihara works just as strong. And that's why the Gemara says that were it not for the fact that a Kaddish Baruch Hu goes out and helps a person in their struggle, then at the end of the day, a person wouldn't be able to overcome. So with that, let's continue. Paragraph Zayin. Ma'ichius pnimius. So ultimately, again, Shalom. So what ultimately, again, is this inner life, this chius pnimius? We're going to tie it back in just a moment. Ma'ichius kashus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is so beautiful. What does it mean to have a relationship with Hashem? Yesh lekach beiz roftim. So it says, really, there are two aspects to this. Aleph, listen to this. Alo adam lahakir. Nebosa, you're going to see, again, I don't know if anyone's ever learned this series of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, but Emir Hashem will continue this even after the Amim Tovim, because it's an incredible set of Svarim. You'll see that he tends to take what we often consider to be like profound theological topics and reduce them to like very simple, straightforward concepts. So look what he says over here. He says, "Ala adam lahakir shu chai ba'olam shel habore." Paragraph Zayin. Person has to realize that he lives in God's world. I live in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol bakol mikol kol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Hashem's. So he says, "Nita dugum lakach." I'm going to give you an example. Adam lokeach eight biado. Person takes a pen in his hand. Alav lehizbonein lahavin ulahargish. No, who does the pen belong to? Who does the pen belong to? So as I said, I don't care how from you are, right? If you ask a stammer person, who does the pen belong? You walk into the Mir Yeshiva based medrash, right? You walk into to Merk Hazra. Yeah, who does the pen belong to? What are most people going to say?
Me.
Me. You. Me. Right? It's Chaim Yankel's. It's mine. It's this. He says no. Who does the pen belong to? The pen belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the universe belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu baro, he created it. Hu yatzo, he fashioned it. Hu aso. V'chin hayad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So my pen belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My hand belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesra akach. Koach hamafil es hayad. Hanishmas chayim. Ruach alokim asher bekirbo. Hishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only is the pen HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, not only is the hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the very life force which propels the hand is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Nimtza. Kol kulo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, I will say, if you think about it just a moment, everything in this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, we say those words, and of course we agree with those words, but often we don't necessarily bring down that cognitive awareness to a very basic, simplistic level. To be honest, before I read these words, never would I have thought to say that a pen belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess conceptually, now that he says it, yeah, everything in the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when I look at the pen, I don't usually see an object owned by God. I see an object owned by me. I see a hand. This is part of my body. Do I look at it as a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Yad? The Koach, the life force which propels the hand. It's also a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything is Hashem's. V'zoi dogmas achas page mem gimel. L'mach shava. Ulam hamaskela davar emes yilma atzasim en amufurash. V'yakir v'yargir shekala bria kula zoekes hakaras boro. We'll say at the end of the day, a person has to realize that everything in this world ultimately screams out that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ala adam lehisbonin bekach rabos ad shem abato ba'ofen tiv'i yehestaklus mitoch mabat shal nivra shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, a person has to condition himself to think this way. that when you look around the world, what do you see? And the truth is, if I were to refine my life hashkafas enough, anything I would look at, I would see, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the pen to my hand, to my heart, to the sun, anything and everything in between. HaKol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Zeh, Tzarech Lahakiv Eskol Ma'archam HaChayim B'chol HaChav Dalet Shos. So we'll say, so this, says the Mechaber, is something that has to create an incredible awareness. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, by the way, this is not unique. This is not unique to him, right? This is not unique to the Mechaber here. Remember, again, we'll say, how does the Shulchan Aruch begin? Shulchan Aruch begins ultimately again with the statement of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The Balatanya says the most important part in a person's theological development is God awareness. God awareness. But not just an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, that we all know, but an awareness that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An awareness that everything is Hashem's. So that's number one. That's part one. You're going to see, he's going to bring this together into a beautiful tapestry in just a moment. Paragraph Ches. Harovad Hasheni, the second stream of theological and spiritual consciousness over here is Yosar Gavavuhu, Hakara Benekuda HaPenimah Shel HaChayim, SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Va'anu Banav. Second stream of consciousness, theological consciousness and awareness is Hashem is my Father, and I am his son. So you remember, Gemara says, you hear the progression? In part one, in the first stream of spiritual consciousness, what am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. I belong to God. The pen belongs to God. The mountains belong to God. Everything belongs to God. Now, in that first stream of consciousness, my relationship with God is going to sound strange, is no different than the pen's relationship with God. Right, it's the same relationship. We're both ultimately, again, possessions or creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second stream then comes along and differentiates our relationship from other relationships. The nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem is my Father, and I am His Son. Adam tzarech lahabit al kol marchas chayev im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma'abat shel avu ben. I have to look at my relationship and everything that happens in my life through the prism of a father-son relationship. B'ma'abat shel kishrei ava, through the lens of a loving connection. B'ma'abat shel ratzon his kashrus. And remember again, what does a father want more than anything? What does a father want more than anything? To have a relationship with his son. And what does a son want more than anything? The son might not realize this for a very long time, but what he really wants more than anything, you know, people think that Freud was the first one to come up with this idea that our relationship with our parents is like one of the most important relationships that creates realities for every other life relationship. We knew it. I mean, Freud was a good yid. I mean, I don't know if it was a good yid, but he was a good neshama, right? He helped a lot of people. But we knew this before. We knew this before. My relationship with my parents is the most important. That's why people have complicated relationships with their parents, have difficulty forging other normal life relationships. So my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to realize, is one of love and a desire to connect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to connect with me because the father always wants a relationship with his child, and the child always wants a relationship with his father. It goes both ways. Kishim Sheben Rotze Ladab Revelishos B'Mechitz HaSaviv, just like the son wants to speak and to spend time with his father. Kena La'adam Lachush Gam Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is my father. Just like, hopefully, my son wants to spend time with me, I, the son, want to spend time with my father, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He writes in parentheses, Yeshnam Kelesh Rachman Aslan Gam Klapei Avihem Einam Chashim Kach Hashem Yirachim Eslam HaMashalo Yimale Es Yudo. It's a very tragic parentheses. He says, there are some sons who don't want to spend time with their father, and there are some sons who don't want to have anything to do with their father. He said, unfortunately, this mashal will not be fulfilling for them. But we'll leave that on the side. B'chol Ma'aseh Sha'adam Osa, when I do a mitzvah, and when I approach my Yiddishkeit Rabosai, the approach is, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? So, you know, sometimes you say, why am I doing it? I don't want to go to Gehenna, right? Or I don't want to get patched. Or I don't want to get punished. That's fine, but you know, fear of punishment only takes you so far. At the end of the day, the reason I do this is because my father asked me. And I love my father. And my father loves me. So if my father asks me to do something, of course I do it. And I do it lovingly. And even if it's difficult, and even if it's not so enjoyable, and even if I don't understand it, if my father, who I love and I know loves me, asks me to do something, of course I'm going to do it. Biktsara. Because listen to how beautiful this formulation is. The end of paragraph Ches. Biktsara. Kol achayim heim mitzvas kibud av. So says the Mechaber something absolutely amazing. He says, in essence, you could sum up the totality of all of life. All of life is one big mitzvah of kibud av. Isn't that such a beautiful formulation? All of life is one big mitzvah of kibud av. Which father? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that a beautiful... Ever heard a formulation like that? My whole life. You want to know what my life is about? Kabir es avicha. Kabir es avicha. Honor my father. My father asked me to do things. He asked me to do good things. He asked me to do difficult things. He sometimes things are great. Sometimes things are not so great. Kabir es avicha. I love my father. I know he loves me. And so I have to figure out how to serve him. He goes on. Chayim berovat amuk zeh. Ze omek inyana shalat tshuva. We're going to see this in just a moment. So therefore the Mechaber explains, these are the two streams in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll say, remember, these sound like very simple things, but as we all know, it's the simple things in life that are often, they're simple to say, difficult to actualize, and it's the simple things that ultimately often make all the difference in life. So number one, stream number one, is we all are the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My pen, my hand, the mountains, me. We're all the creations. And therefore, when I look around the world, what I see is I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through all of his creations. Number two, but my relationship is unique. Because I'm not just simply a creation, I'm a son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father, and I am his son. My Yiddishkeit is one big mitzvah of Kibud Av. Now watch this, paragraph test. And I'm going to say, here Israel begins to bring it back together with the past Shi'urim, and this is really incredible. Halashon tshuva, humi lashon lashuv. Those, you know, we'll say we translate tshuva as repentance, but the truth is the better etymological definition for tshuva is return. Return. That's what it is. Leichon lashuv, where are we returning to? LaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, where are we returning to? I'm returning back to Hashem. We'll say, listen to this profound statement, paragraph test. Ein ikar inyana shel tshuva la'azov es achit. Wow. So the ikar of tshuva is not to stop sinning. He said, that's not... It's incredible. I've heard of such a thing like this. The ikar of tshuva is not to stop sinning. Ela, ikar inyan aziva sachit, mipnei shachit marchik esa adam ikono, vitachlis adam liskariv lekono, ulekach, ya alav lazov eschato, shayide aziva eschato, yaser samichitza bein ola bein kono. Both say, what's the ultimate goal of tshuva? To go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I have to do? I have to stop sinning. Why? Because what does sin do? We'll say the most dramatic and traumatic byproduct of sin is that it creates a distance between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the onesh. It's not the onesh that's the worst part of sin. It's the richuk. It's the distance. So what's tshuva? Tshuva is the process where I bridge the distance. I come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think tshuva is all about stopping to sin. Stopping to sin is an important part of the tshuva process, but that's not the goal. I will say, v'haraya, we know this. Well, we'll say it just a moment. I will say, so stopping to sin is a necessary step because sin causes distance. Distance causes spiritual alienation. Tshuva is returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To return, I have to stop sinning. Because if I don't stop sinning, I'm still creating distance. If I create distance, I can't do tshuva, I can't return. And he says something amazing. He says, Ulam, gam im adam ozev eschata'av, ein behechach sheyis karev leboro. Because it says in the Mechaber, we all know all too well, that sometimes a person could stop sinning, but yet not come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, isn't this profound? That's again, I could change my behavior. I could stop. So we could change any behavior we put our minds to. I could stop sinning. But that doesn't mean I did tshuva. It's not a profound statement. I could stop sinning. It doesn't mean I did tshuva. Hu yochol lo la'avor shum avera. It is possible for me to avoid performing any avera, violating any avera. Ulam, ein lo kesher nafshi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see, you hear these lines? We'll see, in these lines, this is the totality of our great challenge with tshuva. Our great challenge. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazanu. I know what I did wrong. I'm resolute to stop it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to change my behaviors. So why do I feel so far? So why do I feel so far? Why is it that I change the behaviors? I stop the sin. But at the end of the day, I don't have a kesher nafshi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the other muchrach litra keshef nafshi im Hashem, im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesher ava shel av uben. Because it was like, that kesher nafshi, that spiritual bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only comes about when? When you fundamentally recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your father and you are his child. It is then and only then that at the end of the day a true bond is created. He goes on. V'zoi ha-mahus ha-amitis sh'atshuva. We'll say, do you want to know what real tshuva is? This is incredible. What's real tshuva? Real tshuva is not the cessation of sin. The cessation of sin is a chelik of tshuva. It's a part of the process of tshuva. Real tshuva is re-establishing your kesher nafshi, your spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, how do you establish your spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By reigniting the father-son bond. That's how you re-establish the kesher nafshi, the spiritual bond. When you begin to see Hashem as your father, and you begin to look at yourself as his son, the bond is created. And when the bond is created, ultimately, that's when tshuva occurs. Zohi hamahus ha'amitis shel ha'tshuva. This is the true essence of tshuva. Im adam rak chozer bo mechata'av ve'ino kosher kesher nafshi amuk la'kodesh baruch hu. I turn the page mem dalet. If a person just stops sinning, which again, I don't want to underplay the power of that, right? Stopping to sin is certainly a major thing. But if a person goes ahead and simply stops sinning, if that's the extent of it, but I don't go ahead and reignite that deep bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who ibeid es ikar ha-mukhuvan shel mitzvas ha-tshuva. We'll see, isn't these incredible words? Whole time, my whole life, thinking, Bilavami Mishkan Avne, where have you been my whole life? Right, this whole time I've been thinking to myself, the whole essence of tshuva is simply what? Stop sinning. Which, by the way, I want to say, you know, we're like writing that off as not full tshuva. Right? Halavai, I get to that level. I haven't gone to that level yet, but my assumption always has been that if I get to that level, that's tshuva. To which ultimately, again, to which the Mechaber says, no, that's part of tshuva. But tshuva is return. Tshuva is reestablishing the kesher nafshi, this beautiful, beautiful, passionate bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how is that established? Not when you see God as God and you as you, but when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avi, my father, and he sees me as Bni, as my son. He goes on, he says, look at paragraph Yud. Issa b'gimar yuma. So we'll say, he brings an incredible raya to this, which is so beautiful. So we'll say, so again, just so you follow the progression here, we're cultivating this incredible relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is built on these two levels. Level number one, that I live in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means everything from my pen to my hand to the mountains to myself, all are the creations of Hashem. So when I look around the world, really all I see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu embodied in different things in this world. Number two, we don't just have a casual relationship. He's my father, I'm his son. And if I remember that relationship, that creates the kesher nafshi, the spiritual, beautiful, holy bond, which is true tshuva. True tshuva is not simply the cessation of sin. That's a chelik of tshuva. True tshuva is when you bridge the gap and reestablish the intimate bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, this is incredible. Paragraph Yud. Issa v'gimar yuma. This is really incredible. So he quotes the gimar yuma over here. Amrei shlagish. Gidola tshuva shezadonos nasas lo kishkagus. Shenemar shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha kikashata v'avonecha ha'avon meizit v'vikar le'michsho. So we'll say, so first two statements. Reish Lakish says, tshuva is great. Why? Because tshuva has the ability to take your intentional sins and turn them into unintentional sins. Pretty amazing, right? To take your zidonos, your intentional sins, turn them into shkagos. Then he goes on, the Gemara says, Ini v'am Reish Lakish, gidola tshuva shezidonos na'asos lo kizichuyos. But there's another Gemara. What does Reish Lakish say? Tshuva is great. Why? Because it takes your intentional averos and makes them like mitzvos. So the Gemara is bringing this out as a contradiction. First, Reish Lakish says that tshuva is so powerful that it takes your intentional averos and makes them into unintentional. Takes it from a mezid, intentional, and renders it shogeg, which is pretty big. The Gemara says, no. Rish Lakish said more. Rish Lakish said that if you do tshuva, it takes your intentional averos and makes them into mitzvos. How do you reconcile that? To which the Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan me'ava, kan mi'ira. Two different types of tshuva. Two different types of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ava, which we'll just translate right now as tshuva that is motivated by love, versus tshuva mi'ira, tshuva that is motivated by fear. Tshuva that is motivated by fear has the ability to transform intentional averos into unintentional averos. Tshuva that is motivated by love has the ability to transform intentional averos into what? Into what? Into mitzvos. Mevor b'gimara, sha'ad shem adam osit tshuva mi'ira, adayin yesh mechitza mafsika ben ola ben kono, mechevan shol nimcha kachet, elarak nasa lebchina shkaga, elarak kasher adam shav b'tshuva mi'avo, az nimcha kachet o, v'yisera mekach kachet hofich luzchus, ba'oven zeh, ein mechitza mafsakes ben adam lekono. It's actually quite beautiful. So what do you see from here? You see from here that when a person does tshuva mi'ira, this tshuva out of fear, so we'll say, what does it do? It transforms my intentional averos into unintentional averos. But what? But what? So that's beautiful, but what's the but?
I still have averos.
So you see again that there's the mechitza. There's still that wall. There's still a barrier between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet when I do tshuva me'ava, the tshuva out of love, not only do I get rid of my averos, but it turned into mitzvos, which means what? There's no barrier. There's no barrier anymore. He writes in Yud Aleph, and obviously with this we'll have to wrap up. He writes in Yud Aleph, Mahi tshuva me'ava. What is this tshuva out of love? What is that referring to? Look what he writes. Nefarish avos ben la'av. Listen, what a beautiful idea. Tshuva me'ava posits the mechaber. Ultimately, again, is a tshuva that comes when I feel connected to my father. The moment that I realize that God is not just simply my king and not just simply the ruler of the universe, but he is my father and I am his son, that sparks an internal love. That love paves the way for tshuva me'ava. And that type of tshuva can turn the worst avera into a mitzvah. Nifarish, ha-tshuva ha-amitis v'ha-ru'yehi, sha'adam shav mi'chet'o, mipnei shu chafetz bikirvas aviv. So the Mechaber, let me explain this a little bit more. What's the highest form of tshuva? The highest form of tshuva is when a person goes ahead, and returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he yearns for his father's company. It's the highest form of tshuva. The highest form of tshuva is not because I don't want to get punished, or not because like I'm disgusted by the averos that I've done, or not because, again, of social pressure, which are all good things also. The highest form of tshuva is when I have a simple desire. I love my father. He loves me. But we've become so estranged. I just want to come back. That's tshuva me'ava. A tshuva that is sparked from the love that a son has for his father and that the father has for his son. When you affect a tshuva like that, then at the end of the day, zedonos na'asis lo kizichuyos. Let's just finish this last line. Reishis ala adam lehizbonin sha'esek shelo ze'im aviv va'ayidei kalavera chas v'shalom who misnatik me'akesher ha'nafshi la'aviv. Therefore, we'll say, it turns out that what? It turns out that the essence of tshuva is not simply to stop sinning. And just like the essence of tshuva is not simply the erasure of punishment, the essence of tshuva is to reestablish the kesher nafshi, the soulful spiritual bond that is often strained and sometimes broken as a result of my chatoim. Tshuva me'ava is when I say I want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because I'm afraid of the patch, not because I'm afraid of the punishment, but because I miss you and I know that you miss me. And when a Jew does tshuva with that feeling, that desire for kesher nafshi, the Gemara says, zidonos na'asas lo kizichuyos. Not only are you forgiven, but ultimately, again, even the worst infraction is turned into a mitzvah. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's way of saying, if you desire to come back to me, I will pull out all of the stops. I'll pull out all the barriers and all of the obstacles. All right, we'll stop here. Shkoyach.